All right. Thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure to welcome to this show British actress Francesca De Luca, who's here to talk about her new short film, a psychological thriller entitled Storage. Francesca, welcome to the show. I was just looking at your background, and I saw that you played Titania in A Midsummer Night's Dream. And when I was in high school, I played Bottom in A Midsummer Night's Dream, and Puck turned my head into a donkey.
Nice. Yes. I'd love to have done that with you. it was a fun experience. Yes. Playing Titania.
So what part of England are you from?
I'm from London, England.
What part of London?
What part of London? Ah, well, I was born in Hammersmith.
Oh,
West
W6.
London. Sorry, what did you say?
Is that W6?
I think it's W6. And then I moved to W5 Ealing, where I was raised. And so that's where I'm from. I'm Italian descent.
Mm-hmm.
So my great-grandparents are all Italian. And came to L.A. About 8.5 years ago.
So growing up, well, you were on the West Side. You weren't in the West End, but not too far on the tube. Did you go to, like, Royal Haymarket or any of those, you know, Her Majesty's theaters? Did you grow up dreaming of being on the stage?
Yes, I grew up on the stage. Yes, and my mom encouraged me to do acting, just really for confidence to start with, and she said it's good to go on the stage. And then I got into I loved watching plays. She would always take me to all the different plays. I watched hundreds of plays, and then I decided that was what I wanted to do. And I started out in the London theatre scene. That was my main thing. I played all kinds of roles, and Americans, all kinds of accents, characters, comedy, drama, and classics, Shakespeare, American classics, so I had a really great training on the UK stage.
How about Christmas Panto, a little Dick Whittington?
Not so much that. I suppose, you know, I didn't really get into that kind of stuff, the Panto, although it's really good fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Saw you picture with Francis Ford Coppola. Is that just kind of an Italian connection there?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I had the wonderful opportunity to work with him here in the States, and I worked on a live cinema production that he was doing. He's written a book about, actually, live cinema, and it was called Distant Vision, and it was a cross between theater and film. And when he auditioned me, it was he said it's really important that I had training on the stage, and I could do theater and film. I had that experience, and that was, and also being Italian descent, that's what he was looking for too when he was casting. So it was amazing working with him. I can't tell you, like a dream come true.
I know that you.
Amazing.
Yeah, you really like challenges, and you said you'll never be the girl next door. What do you mean? what do you mean by that?
as a character, if I'm going to play a character, I'm not exactly going to be the girl next door. I think I'm very versatile, yes, but it's like I might play a villain. I can play a part with a lot of emotional depth, but I'm not going to be like, I don't know, there's something about me, I think, that people say I'm going to be like this sweet little innocent girl, you know. That's not like the ideal casting for me. There might be a part with depth, or, you know, I've played a spy, I've played a killer. I played all sorts of parts, but any parts I know are not just like one dimensional. You're just a villain, and there's always depth to that. There's always a vulnerability that I like to bring to a character anyway. But yeah, I suppose that's kind of what I mean. It's not, it's interesting to watch, and I'm not, yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Have I explained
all right,
that?
We're speaking with Francesca De Luca, the pride of Ealing and Hammersmith. Let's talk about storage. When I say a short, what are we, how long are we talking? 20 minutes, 45 minutes?
We're talking 17 minutes.
Woo.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. It's a long short, really. Yeah. And I have a fantastic role in it. And there's a really great, the writer director, Colin Francis Costello is wonderful. I'm so happy to have been able to work with him. He had a lot of faith in me, having seen me work. He worked with me on a table read before, and then he wanted to cast me and actually wrote me into the film. So we have a really great working relationship. And yeah, I'm so excited because this the premiere of the film is going to be on Thursday, the 28th in LA, LA Shorts Film Festival, which is an Oscar qualifying, BAFTA qualifying festival. It's an A-list festival, so I feel very proud to be a part of that and to be a part of this film. Yeah, it's an honor.
No, it's great. Let's talk about it. So you and another protagonist are trapped in a storage facility. Tell us a little bit more without spoiling it. What's going on?
This is not me who's trapped in there. It starts off with someone else, another character trapped in there in a storage facility. And the thing is, there are so many twists and turns in this film. I can't really say what I'm going to be doing or what happens because it's a psychological thriller. And that's the whole point. There, you know, I'm a very big part of a twist in it. So when I come in, it's like, oh, okay, this is what's going on. And like, oh, who's she, you know? So yes, I can't reveal, I don't want to spoil it. It's a really exciting film. But my character, she's British, although I often play roles with American accents and different accents. Colin wanted me to be British in this because he felt that it, you know, it was good for the character. And, as I said, I can't really say more than that, Rick. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Is it the kind of thing, when you make a movie like that, that maybe you shoot an hour's worth and then you got to just preen it down? Or is everything already accounted for and, like, storyboarded?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there were only about 3 days for filming. So everything had to be storyboarded and worked out beforehand. I mean, I had like about only 2 takes for my scenes. And, you know, everything, it was like you had to be really on it as an actor and the crew members. Everything was done fast, quick, precise. It was an amazing crew, amazing cinematographer, David Navarro. And, So, yeah, it was all storyboarded.
Have you found your American accents? Like, what would be, is it the Boston accent, or is it more Texas, or maybe, you know, Minnesota, for sure? Like, what are the American accents that maybe give you the most difficulty?
Oh, difficulty. Well, you know, whenever I do an accent, I always have an accent coach if it's a new accent, because in my training in London, I always used to have an accent coach, and if I was going to be in something like a play, I'd have to make sure the accent was amazing the whole way through, and I'd work so hard at the accent. And so the same thing is, I have to say that, yeah, probably something like Chicago or Boston would be more difficult because I'm used to a more like a New York accent, which is kind of similar. So I, you know, again, if I was going to be playing a Chicago person or whatever, Boston, I'd make sure that, you know, it would be exact. It would be really spot on.
And how about you, like maybe doing a Merseyside? You know, everything ends in a question when you're from Liverpool.
Oh,
How do you handle?
How
do you handle that? All that stuff.
Oh, again, I just take it in my stride, and I love the challenge. So, it's a bit of the Cockney accent. All right, darling. All right, mate. How you doing? up the Appleton stairs.
The Cockney rhyming slang, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Up the apples and pears to Bedford.
Yeah, and I just want to go more down to the Abbey, you know. Oh, hello. Hello, darling. How are you doing, Rick?
You can be very posh, right?
Oh, extremely posh. Fantastic. Yeah.
Before we let you go, anything else that we should know about that you have in the can or pre-production?
Well, let me just say there's a lot going on. I'm getting a lot of people interested in working with me, and I'm being really selective about what I'm doing as well. So there's more films coming up. I can't talk about them yet. There's more TV shows. There's lots of casting directors on TV interested in working with me and giving me auditions. And it's really exciting. But yeah, just watch. If anyone wants to know more, they can go on my Instagram, Francesca the Actor. And if anyone wants to see Storage, go and see it. It's going to be amazing. And I really wouldn't say it unless I meant it. It really is a fantastic film. It's kind of like Jordan Peele, M. Night Shyamalan, stroke Hitchcock, Twilight Zone. So,
it's basically the best 17 minutes of your life, is what you're saying, Francesca?
Yeah.
Okay. The movie Storage, the short, Francesca De Luca has been with us. Congratulations on the film, and thank you for stopping by. Let's catch up again down the road.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you.